Hey y'all, welcome to the 37th episode of Overcaffeinated. Today, I have one of my TikTok friends, Samantha. Samantha, introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Sam, Samantha Linger. I am a small business coach and marketing consultant. You can find me at Small Business Coach on TikTok. I help businesses grow their business.
That's amazing. That's like literally everything that I like eat, breathe, and love is like small businesses and like helping them grow. So like once I found your page, first of all, you have such amazing tips. So anyone that has a small business or is aspiring to have a small business, please check out Sam's page because she has so many tips that like you might not even think of and like might seem obvious, but like they build on each other and like you kind of have like little series of certain stuff too. And so once like we started connecting, I was like, I have to have you on the podcast because I love everything that you're doing. So TikTok, that's where we're going to begin. When did you start your TikTok and like, when did you see it like really elevate your business? Cause you're at like 11K followers right now, which is like amazing. I like don't really know how to use TikTok. So that's why I have you to help me.
So it's actually funny. TikTok started my business. I didn't start my business and then go on TikTok.
Oh, so I love that.
I've always been like an entrepreneur, like serial entrepreneur. I did marketing and entrepreneurship in school. I consulted for small businesses in school. So I started my full-time job, last May, June. And I kind of missed like that aspect of the small business stuff. And so I started a TikTok just to kind of have fun. Like it was kind of just like a personal thing.
Yeah.
And then one day I was seeing a lot of small businesses and I posted something that was like, hey guys, I consult for small businesses. I post one a day on my Instagram to promote, like get on this shit. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
And I was at a brewery with a friend and it just started like blowing up. And at that time, blowing up for me was like, I saw it hit 800 views and I like freaked out.
Yeah.
So I ended up going to like 10, 20K. So I got a lot of traction. So all of a sudden, like my Instagram followers went up and I was like, wait, like there's somebody's interested. Like here's right. A small business. So I slowly started posting more tips. So that's how it all started was I just posted randomly about business stuff too.
Yeah.
I had done it before, but not specifically. Like I said, hey, small business owners. And that's a big TikTok tip too.
Yeah.
It's identifying your audience immediately because you want them to watch all the way through. And so that was the first time I did something right with the algorithm, I guess.
Yeah.
And from then I started posting tips. And after a couple of videos, people were in my DMs asking to work with me. So people were asking me for one-on-ones, asking me for help. And at first I was trying to just offer like free advice to everyone that came my way. And I still will. Like if any small business DMs me and there's something easy I can tell you, I will.
Right.
Like I'm not sitting here trying to like make, like I have a well-paid full-time job. This is passion for me right now.
I love that.
And so I like want to help. And, but then I realized people needed help more than like, I mean, I would get like 100 DMs a day.
Oh my gosh. That's awesome.
Needed more. And so SBC, so Small Biz Collective is my company I started. It's a business, marketing strategy consulting. We're actually moving. I haven't really told anyone this, but we're moving to be a full service digital marketing agency for small businesses.
Oh my gosh.
So that's in the works in the coming months. So people can look forward to that. But yeah, TikTok started my small business.
Oh my gosh. That's literally so amazing. Before I ask more TikTok questions, is your business, is it just you or did you like, do you have like a friend that's helping you? Like, is it like, I'm assuming it's just you.
It's just me right now. I'm in the coming months when we move to full service, I'll bring on an Instagram intern. So I'll take what they know and basically train them on everything I do.
Yeah.
To kind of take over that side and do more social media management. I'm also taking graphic design courses right now. I did a couple of graphic design internships in school.
Yeah.
But as far as making logos go, I want to offer some sort of kind of branding, affordable services because there's some amazing designers that I follow and I know and I've become friends with.
Yeah.
Their packages, they're worth that. But are way out of a small business owner's budget. Like usually my services, my goal is to make something that's affordable for everyone. So you can go as low as $29 a month as like our group coaching,
yeah.
Which is like the cheapest thing I've seen for coaching online.
Yeah.
And then you can work with me like one-on-one ongoing, which is a more premium price. But yeah, so I'll hire more people as I need them.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of lean business models. So don't take on before you need to.
Yeah. Oh, I love this. You, oh, I'm like so addicted to everything that you're doing because I see myself doing a similar type of thing in the future once I graduate, because I have the podcast where I'm meeting a lot of small business owners and like doing that thing. But I also love like working directly with them and like doing the whole thing. So I just love everything you're doing. And I love that you're independent and doing all of this, and you took what you know and you're still learning. It's not like you like stopped. And so where do you take like these graphic design courses? Are you like doing this all on your own, or is there like, I forget what that one website is. I always hear about it.
A lot. I'm online right now, so I knew the basics enough. Like, I'm fully trained in like all the Adobe programs.
Yeah.
So I went in knowing like how to use Illustrator and Lightroom and stuff. So I'm taking some like just online free courses.
Oh, cool.
There's YouTube. There's some online other stuff. A lot of people have like that are coaches. If you find like a coach online, a lot of times they have free trainings and stuff to try and get people in.
Yeah.
So there's a topic, you can take that. And then of course their goal is to convert you to a customer, but their goal also is to provide value. So yeah, I mean, Google is a great source for general knowledge. At this point, yeah,
I'm
online learning like everyone else.
Yeah. I mean, I'm an advertising major, so I learned a little bit more of the creative stuff, but like even for myself, I find myself Googling, YouTubing all the Adobe stuff all the time, and there's so many resources for people to learn. But like my thing is I pay for the Adobe like suite and everything, and a lot of people, they post these like Canva hacks and stuff on Instagram, but like for the average user, they don't realize that they're using all of the premium features on these Canva hacks. And I'm like, yeah, you have to pay for that. That's like, it's not free, you know? So it's just nice to like,
I have premium for Canva and I have the Adobe.
Do you think the Canva premium is worth it?
It depends. If you're doing a lot of graphic design where you want to take out the background and say, put a picture of you and put a different background and some text behind it.
Yeah.
Try it out. I think that the icons that I've been able to use are also really cool. It's saved. I'm not a good, like, freehand drawing person. I'm crafty, but like not like that. So there's so many icons that can kind of take the place of that are really cool. I don't know if it's worth it. It really, that's such a weird question too, because it depends on your budget. It depends on how much you're going to need it for. A lot of people always ask me things like, is this worth it? Or is this blank? And for any service ever, like it depends.
Yeah. And that's honestly
worth it for me.
Yeah. That's been one of my biggest things. And I think once I graduate and I do more freelance stuff on my own, I'll definitely end up getting the Canva premium, because I just think it will benefit me. And like having both of the premium resources, like, you're just worth a little bit more anyway in that aspect. But all right, we'll get back to TikTok. But I love talking about the graphic design. I'm glad that other people are learning how to do this. And like TikTok is such a great resource for learning how to do stuff on. I have an iPad and
You can get on the channels where they teach you.
Yeah.
Like TikTok, I'm not complaining. All I get is small businesses. And that's great because those are my customers. I can easily, it actually works out great as a business perspective, where since my niche is so small business owners, they put those on my FYP. So it's so easy to like engage with my target audience.
Yes, for sure.
At the same time, like teach me a new skill.
Oh my gosh. So now I'm just going to tag you, because like that, I have a mixture of both. Yeah. So whenever I see that stuff, I'll tag you so that it can get put into your feed, and then you could save everything. When it comes to TikTok, do you feel, I try to ask everyone that like has gone like viral and has been successful on TikTok, do you feel like you've like cracked the code when it comes to TikTok and the algorithm and all of that? Because I know that's been a highly debated topic lately.
Yeah, it's always going to be highly debated, because A, the people who talk about the algorithm are going to get the most views, because a lot of people care about it. Yes and no. TikTok is different from other social medias in that it pushes a lot of organic content and it's very funneled. So if you can figure out how to control who is seeing your video, you're going to get more views. So in that sense, I've cracked some sort of code. In the nitty and gritty, things are going to change.
Right.
Like they used to, no matter what, prioritize view time. And I had it down lock, right? Like I was creating videos that would easily get thousands and thousands of views every time.
Right.
And then January was like, nope.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. January and February, specifically more February for me, was like a month of like, even with Instagram reels, I was doing so well and I was loving it. And then they just like kind of changed everything. And I was like, all right, well, there is a glitch in the system. Like,
no, yeah. So, like, I can tell what content is going to do well the majority of the time.
Yeah.
A lot of people are so focused on going viral, though. And I think that there's, like, if you focus on it, A, you're not gonna.
Right.
But B, like, there's, like, that's going viral, like, that's the same thing as, like, going viral on Facebook beforehand. Like, now it's just a different platform. You can't count on going viral. There's no guaranteed way to make, quote-unquote, viral content. I can, as in, like, a marketing advertising person, make content that'll engage your target audience, target the right people. Like, it's good content, and I can tell you what's going to work better. I'm actually starting to offer TikTok audits on my site.
Ooh, that's cool.
Yeah, because for the most part, like, I can tell you how to improve your videos and get more reach. But the quote-unquote, like, cracking the code, if it was a physical, like, lock, I'd say I have, like, 4 out of 5 numbers.
Yeah,
but I don't think anyone has a fifth. Like, that's why TikTok gets to keep people in the app, keep trying, even the bigger creators.
I love that analogy of, like, you have 4 out of the 5 digits correct, and you're waiting for that last one. Do you feel like TikTok has been a better networking tool in comparison to Instagram? Because I feel like I've met so many people on Instagram, but I'm branching out to TikTok and, like, reaching out to, like, people. Like you were, like, the first person I really, like, interacted with via TikTok. But have you seen, like, a major difference in that for yourself?
You know what? I'd actually say no, because I feel like TikTok is a good way to get business reach and get clients and customers, but I feel like it's more intimate networking on things like Instagram, because it's a lot more work, right? Like, getting one follower is way more work, at least once you, like, have, like, the baseline on both platforms. I still think it's harder to get followers on Instagram right now, because there's less organic reach than there is on TikTok. And the way the feed works on Instagram, you're almost guaranteed to see things like your followers post to an extent. On TikTok, you're not, and it's not timing wise. So yes, I've met a lot of cool people from TikTok, but at the same time, I think overall networking is a lot better on Instagram as far as getting to know industry people. It's a lot easier to find them too. The TikTok search for finding people kind of sucks.
Yeah.
On Instagram, I can search up, like, business marketing and find some people that are in my industry.
Right. Oh, that's so interesting. Like, because my friends and I were talking about how, like, they post a video and then even on the following section, like, we all follow each other, and we're like, we didn't even see that. Like, we had to, like, look you up to see it. And it's just, oh, it's so weird. Like, I still don't understand it. I don't think anyone really will truly understand it.
On the following section. Everyone's on the FYP. It's as if people were only on the Instagram Explore page. Like, imagine that. No content would get seen except for viral creators. So TikTok does well in the fact that non-huge creators get promoted there.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, there's no, like, no one's on. The only time I'm on following is right after I post, because it posts to following.
Right.
So then I'm already on there and I scroll through.
Yeah, I agree. And I love that analogy. You have so many great analogies. Like, wow.
That's, like, my thing.
No, it's true. Like, it just makes you, like, think about it more. And, like, it's just so much easier.
I always learned things from, like, an outsider's perspective. I came into college as a first-time, like, first-gen college student. I work in tech full-time. I'm not a technical person in a technical role. So I feel like I always had to learn things in, a weird way. And that's how my brain wrapped it around, is, like, I had to compare things to things I already knew. I had to learn, like, oh, this is going to sound, most of the people watching this or listening may not even know this, but, like, cloud services is a big tech word and thing. And I did not understand it and, like, how computers are communicating, except when I tied it to, like, how my watch communicates with my phone.
Right.
And I had to, like, make that analogy in my head. So, yeah, I do a ton of analogies. People have started liking them, and I think it's really cool.
I think that would be
wrap my brain around.
Well, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, because, like, you have so many TikToks too, and so I, like, shuffle through them. I definitely haven't even seen all of them, you know, but you should do, like, a series of, like, an analogy to help a small business owner, like, understand a concept that might be, like, a little too difficult for them. Because, like, what I've noticed with certain small business owners is, like, yes, you and I started marketing. We understand the whole, like, marketing selling process. Whereas, like, someone that's passionate about, and, like, they own a restaurant, okay, they're passionate about food, not about, like, You do know what I'm saying?
The entire reason my business exists.
Yeah.
Is those people don't know shit about marketing, and that's okay.
Yes.
You don't need to learn, like, a restaurant owner or someone who makes macrame doesn't need to learn an entire 2 years worth of digital marketing.
Exactly.
Like, that's not going to serve them, but it's going to serve their business to have that expertise. This is the reason I exist.
Yes. Oh, this is literally what I want to do post-grad, and, like, I'm slowly, like, formulating my connections with people, and, like, I just think it's so cool that, like, there's other people that understand me, and, like, we have this passion, and now we'll be able to, like, bounce ideas off each other, because, like, this is just so awesome, but I love it.
I know, and I think that's one thing, the one good thing about COVID, at least for me, and being remote, has allowed me to do so much more. So many more people are online, so more people are spending more time online, and, like, that ability to make connections across states, even across countries.
Yeah.
I have friends in, like, the UK now, in Canada. It's crazy.
Yeah, and, like, you are all the way on the East Coast. I'm in the Midwest, and, like, I've made so many, and that's why I launched my, like, Let's Be Internet Friends merch, because, like, it's so true. Like, I've made so many different friends.
That's why I bought it.
Yes, I love it, and I thank you so much for supporting me. I have it here. Nobody can see, but I have her shirt all ready to go. I'm going to package it up after this. But it's just, like, such a cool concept to, like, be able to do this, because, like, when I started my podcast, I don't know if I would have, one, continued as much as I have now, two, even had guests, because, like, how awkward would it have been, like, hey, I have to find someone, like, in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and they're gonna be a stranger, and they're gonna come to my apartment and record in my bedroom, like, ew, like, that's so weird. But, like, that was, like, the best thing that COVID did, was, like, connect us with people everywhere, even though, like, we're in isolation, because, like, we probably would have never met, you know, like,
yeah.
And it's just, like, exactly. Such a cool thing, and, like, be able to connect and grow and work on this. And we're, like, in similar age. You just graduated last May, and I'm about to graduate this May. And so.
Oh, yeah, girl. I'm 22.
Oh, yeah. I'm 22, too. So we're the same age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See?
See, I love that. All right. So let's talk more about your business, because, like, okay. I love this. So you started this business kind of because of TikTok. So, like, when exactly did that begin? Was that, like, a little bit pre-COVID? Was it, like, when COVID hit? Like, what's the timeline?
We launched the Small Biz Collective is the name of my business.
Right.
We launched exactly a month ago. On February 2nd, we started offering services.
Okay. So February 2nd is a very, not detrimental. Well, I guess it was kind of detrimental, but I was studying abroad in Italy, and that is the day I came back to America. Was
like 2021.
Oh, you're saying whoa. So you only started this like not that long ago.
I've only started offering my services, like, officially anything, literally a month to this day.
Oh my god. Okay, never mind. I was thinking you meant a year ago to this day, because I was like, yeah, like, today a year ago I got sent home from Italy, and I was, like, really upset. All right. So you only started. Okay. Whoa. I'm, like, lost on the timeline. I'm so sorry. All right. But you've been doing the
TikTok blew up. Yeah. Last November.
So, okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So November of 2020.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, still, that's not that long. Like, that's not that long of a time. So, like, how did you, if you only launched a month ago, and you and your TikTok went viral in November, what did December through February look like to you? You know, like, what
a mess. That's an identity crisis. To be frank.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely a serial entrepreneur at heart. I had a business before COVID hit, and I liked it. I liked different aspects of it. So I did photography and, like, digital studio.
Yeah.
What I really liked was making ads. So I was recording and filming and directing ads for a local fitness studio.
And oh, that's
cool.
So I was
like, oh, I kind of like this, like, video photo thing. COVID hit. All my clients, of course, were in person. That got scratched. But it was, like, fine. I wasn't, like, crazy into it. You know, it was one of those things that was cool.
Yeah.
And then TikTok happened, and people wanted me to consult. And I always loved consulting. I studied and, like, worked with Big 4 firms in college. Yeah. But I didn't like the big corporations and like the small scope of that, right? Like I can sit there and consult for months for a big company, and a lot of my friends do, they work there, and like give them advice to fix this one tiny thing in one tiny system. And like, that's cool. It could make them billions of dollars.
Right.
What I'd rather do is like make a small business owner go from making hundreds of dollars to like five figures.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do.
Oh,
and like
I love
change
that.
Their life. Like you can change people's lives. And like for me, entrepreneurship did that. Like I come from such a poor family and now I make well over six figures. I take care of my mom.
Yeah.
I'm 22 and like I can provide, like I have all this. And even though I worked a full-time job with it, I got the full-time job I did because of my entrepreneurship experience.
Yeah.
So even if your business fails, start it soon because then it can still serve you. I always say, like, just start it because the worst-case scenario is it fails, and that's not even a worst-case scenario because that will serve you for every other thing you do for the rest of your life.
All right. I'm going to cut you off because – every single person I've had on the podcast in the last, like, month, 2 months, like you said, you listened to Sam's episode about her Starbucks cup. The bottom line of every single episode is you just have to start. Like, no matter what you're doing, whether you're a creative, whether you're an entrepreneur, whatever you're doing, you just have to start. And I think I'm going to launch some sort of something because it's been like the bottom line motto. It's like going to be my new tagline. I officially decided, like, you just have to start, because if you don't start, you never know where it's gonna go. It doesn't have to be perfect right away either, and that's why, like, we have time to learn and evolve and meet people that can help us and learn from all the different resources that we have. And like, you totally embody that, and like, I just love it, and you're amazing.
Yeah, I mean, you can't prepare for everything that's gonna happen.
No.
You have to do it to learn it. I mean, I literally just opened, this is the first time I had to make a business bank account.
Yeah.
So I just did that earlier. Like, this is like my sixth business, and this is the first time I like wanted to set up money separate. And, like,
yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's super important. And I've had yet to do that for my business too. I think I want to do that over the summer, just like once school is over, and like, then I can finally start like organizing everything. But so you said you had six other businesses?
Yeah, this is, I think, technically my sixth.
All right.
But that's like very, so
I like, mean, your side hustles.
Quick summary. Yeah, this, it's been anything from like my first business actually was a app, was a
Ooh.
Tech app. So it was a marketplace for pet adoption to like kind of streamline that process.
Yeah.
So that's where the whole journey started. And then I moved into, I wrote everything down at one point. 'Cause I was like, Sam, what is this? the digital agency was pretty big. I mean, I flipped shit for a while. Like, I basically did what is now drop shipping, but on a small scale.
Yeah. I see that all over TikTok too. That people do that for Amazon. They're like, go to Marshall's and then you'll make millions of dollars. And I'm like, all right, they're going to think I'm nuts, but I kind of want to just like do it once and try and just like see what happens, you know, but
don't put it on, like, don't do Amazon. So if you want to try something like that, and this is so off topic, but like, I dig this shit. Like, there's so many ways to make money.
Yeah.
Literally go to TJ Maxx, buy something home decor related, works well for me. Now everyone's going to do it. Watch this. Okay. And like, buy something, don't take your pictures without the price tag in it, but save your receipt, put it on Facebook Marketplace. If it doesn't sell within 30 days, you can return it. That is risk-free flipping.
Yeah.
I do the same shit on Amazon. I would buy bulk things in like 10 quantity, list it. If they didn't sell enough for me to make my money back, I just ship it back.
Yeah. See, I was telling my dad the other day, I'm like, if you don't have more than three incomes coming in, like three sources of income, like, you're doing it wrong. Like, you have to have like your, like, you can have like your regular job that's like paying the bills, whatever. Then you have your passion project, which is like whatever you're doing. And if that makes you money, that's awesome. Like, that's an added bonus. And then the third thing is just like how you're selling, like, you're getting rid of your own stuff, or you're finding stuff and doing that process, because I'm the queen of that. And like, I'm always at the post office and my parents are like, what are you doing? Like, you know, like, they see, like, I have, I've been doing this stuff. They're like, what are these avocado bags? Like, that's what my merch comes in. They're like, what is that? And I think the lady at my local, like, post office, not... Well, and here at school, because I drop it off at the post office at school, and the girl, like, is like, oh, the girl's back. Like, I have, like, a thing of packages, but it's all those avocados, so they know it's me. Like, they see this, these, like, it's just, like, funny, because
yeah.
I'm, like, I got so addicted to, like, Mercari and Poshmark and, like, all of that stuff in quarantine, and, like, I, like, did really good, and, like, but now I'm, like, I have to go.
I've broken into that.
Oh, girl, that's a whole nother ball game. Like, it's like, and that's why I started getting, like, these poly mailers, and then I was like, well, shoot, now if I make stuff, I have all my shipping supplies. Like, I didn't have to, like, tap into that. But honestly, if you're looking to, like, just make quick cash, Mercari is, like, the best app for that, because the sales, like, go quicker, and the more listings you have, the more stuff you sell. Like, I sold all my old DVDs on there, like,
ooh.
Yeah, like, random stuff where you're like, yeah. I don't need this. Like, I sold, like, my Full House, like, DVDs, like, all my, like, collection. I probably should have kept that, but, like, whatever. I sold it for, like, $100, like, the whole thing. And, like, it might have been worth more, but, like, it was more at the time. It was, like, bing, bang, boom, cha-ching, I'm ready to go.
Yeah, that's
you know?
What I do on Marketplace a lot. Yeah. Especially, so I moved a lot in the past couple years. And, like, I got tired of, like, packing and, like, moving everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tried to sell AirPods on Facebook Marketplace, and I got, for the first time, like, cyberbullied. Like, it was, like, I had 200 comments, and, like, I guess I said the model wrong. Like, I just had them from Target, and I was, like, oh, they're just, like, because they were the latest one Target had.
Yeah.
So I was, like, oh, you're, like, the latest model from Target.
Oh,
and
no.
I got roasted.
Oh, no.
Like, I wasn't trying to scam anyone. Like, I got the pros, and I don't need the regular ones.
So right, like, right. Duh. Yeah, you're like, I can get rid of these other ones. Like, it
and
doesn't matter.
Like, oh, this is not correct, blah, blah, blah. Okay.
That's so funny. All right, another question I have. This is going to be a little bit more deep, but, like, is there something or someone that, like, inspired you to, like, help people with their small businesses? Like, was there, like... Is there, like, a specific story or, like, a triggering moment where you're, like, this is, like, what I want to do and I need to do this?
I wish there was. I don't know if there was a moment.
Yeah.
I think it just came out of the skill sets and doing it in college. I started doing it because I wanted to be a consultant. And the consultants on campus worked with this, like, small business consulting club. And some cool people, like, ambitious, the most ambitious smart students in the school were doing this club. And I was like, I want to be one of them.
Yeah.
So I did that. And I got, and those were, like, at the time, they're honestly, like, medium-sized businesses. But I got to see how, like, a little tip could impact them.
Yeah.
And I got to see how I worked with a yoga studio owner.
Ooh.
And how some simple conversion tips for her website, some marketing tips for, like, social media increased her revenue drastically, which enabled her to provide better for her family, her to have an actual, like, well-operating business.
Right.
And honestly, I was pretty iffy and I was back and forth. I wanted to help small businesses. I care a lot. Like I said, small businesses and being an entrepreneur is what changed my life. So I think that for me is fully believing that if you can master that, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. And honestly, you might not think it, but like that story of like you seeing these kids in that club and being like, I want to be surrounded by them. That's a moment in itself. And that's like a turning. I see that as a turning point because something in your brain clicked like, hey, they're doing some cool shit and I want to get in on this. You know what I'm saying? And that's like super good. And that's honestly, I feel like surrounding yourself with people that have those like-minded, like that have the same like values as you and like want to do the same stuff as you. Like that's what I've found in the podcast community. I've like made a community of podcasters that all are on the same page as me. And like, we have a group chat and we like talk every day and I've like genuinely become friends with them. And like, I feel like that's just like so important. Especially like now I'm going to have you as a connection and have you as a friend. That's like my like marketing friend, you know? And it's just like nice
it's
to
so
have that.
Important.
It's so important to build that community because like, I feel like you could totally get lost in all of that and then like forget why you even want to do things, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, surrounding yourself you are who you surround yourself with. Like, I love the quote that's like, you're the average of the people, because I've been in situations where I've always been ambitious. I've always been driven. Like, that's a part of my blood at this point, right? Like, there's no shaking it, but how much I actually accomplish and the impact I have greatly depends on who I surround myself with. My best friend was, we live right next to each other. So we've been with each other for basically the entire quarantine. But she was at my house the night before the launch. And like she said, like, she's never been more supportive of this. I don't know if I believe in myself as much as I didn't have people in the beginning. One of my first customers is a friend of mine. And she's ridiculously supportive. She's like, it's all clicking and you're emotional because this is what you're meant to do. And, yeah, I don't know where this rant came from.
No, but that's okay.
Good people.
I mean, I warned you we were going to get deep a little.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's hard to. I think finding friends on the internet is cool and nice. But I think when COVID is over, we're going to have to find ways to connect in person.
Yeah.
Personally, my plan was always to move to New York City.
Ooh.
I'm like slightly considering LA instead.
Yeah.
But one of those big cities, because I fully believe even at this point that that's where you go to find like the biggest quantity of people like this.
Yeah. No, it's so true. Person. And I'm going to end up in Chicago because that's where I'm from. So it's, I mean, it's the third largest city, but at the same time, like, it's not filled with all of, like, it's not like known for creativity. You know what I'm saying? But like, I feel like it's nice now as in a transitioning spot, like you're in a transitional piece too, where you're like, do I move? Do I go here? Do I go there? And it's nice that the internet is able to bring us with these people, and it doesn't matter where you are.
Oh, yeah, identity crisis number 5.
Yeah.
Where do I live?
Well, yeah, and that's, like, coming on a year of, like, being stuck in, like, this new normal, and, like, I don't even really remember life, like, not being like this and everything, which is, like, so horrible.
I know, what's going on in office?
Yeah, like...
What's business clothes? Never heard of her.
Right. I'm like, so do I like save money to like get business clothes? Like, am I even going to have to wear them? Like, I don't know. Like, I'm going to have to wear them eventually. Yeah. But like, I don't see myself going in like an office all the time. But,
Nah, girl, get yourself a cute jacket.
Yeah.
And then you're basically fine.
Yeah.
I've worn jeans or leggings, a t-shirt, and a jacket so many times.
Yeah.
In my business career.
Yeah. My go-to place for like cheap, like, not, well, I wouldn't say it's like cheap, but like on the more inexpensive end, like cuter, like businessy, like cute clothes, is like Zara. Like, I love Zara. Like,
oh yeah,
because
I like their stuff.
Yeah, I hate their website. You have to like really go in person because their website sucks. But anyway, all right, back to the fun stuff. So, what is your favorite social media platform and why? And like, if you could only have one social media platform, like, what would you have? I know that's really hard.
They serve so many different purposes. I could only have one. You know what? I hate myself for this. I'm going to say Instagram. But you know why I'm going to say Instagram? Because of stories. Stories changes the games with Instagram. And every other social media, on Twitter, on, like, I guess Facebook has stories, but, like, no one uses it.
Yeah.
But Instagram, like, the stories of, like, daily connecting with people, and
being able
to respond to those, I think that that connection is, like, so much deeper on Instagram because of that. I can care less about the feed. Like, that's important as a business. I talk a lot about it, so I'm not gonna say that it's shit, but like,
no,
as a platform of what I value, stories is the reason I think people are still on Instagram.
I agree.
It gives so many more opportunities for connection. It gives you so much more room for creativity.
If I had to answer that question, I'd also say Instagram, just because it's become a place where you can, like, it's not like Facebook groups, because, like, Facebook groups are so underrated, in my opinion, because, like, they're a great way to get a bunch of people seeing, like, one thing. But I've been in a bunch of different groups on Instagram. You can make groups, you can send people stuff super easily. Like, it's just, they've made that app, like, very good. And, like, you know how every once in a while they, like, update it with something? I don't know what they're going to do next. Like, I don't know what more they could add.
Well, they just released a new feature 2 days ago. Or yesterday.
What is it?
Yeah, you can now do live rooms. So
you
can now host multiple people in a live. So I actually, Instagram is trying to be, I think they're trying to be a marketplace more than anything. They're pushing the shop feature.
Oh, I know. Which, like, I guess is good, but bad.
Yeah, they're trying to compete with YouTube Shorts. They're trying to compete with Clubhouse. They're trying, Reels is competing with TikTok. They're trying to be a go-to app, and I'm worried that that's going to be detrimental. Like, their guides are, like, I guess, like, Medium and stuff, like, or and whatever.
Right.
I still, yeah, they're trying too many different things. Like, just do one thing well. Like, get me organic reach back. That's it.
Yeah, I retweet on that. Which one.
It's funny, because right before we came on, I finally... It's so rare that I post on both the SBC Instagram and my personal Instagram in one time. Like, it's just a lot.
Yeah.
And my reel started trending again.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten a reel. You know when you know it hits the Explore page because you start getting, like, likes and stuff from people that...
You're like, who are these people? Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, it skyrockets. It'll go, like, to hundreds of views all of a sudden because that's what Explore does.
Yeah.
And so it started happening for the... I'm like, you're apparently good luck because this has not happened.
Aww.
Yeah, because I think on that Instagram account, I only have, like, 400-something followers.
Yeah.
But the reel, when I logged on to here, was at, like, 2,500.
Ooh, good. Yeah. So well, I'll be hyping you up all week for the next week, so get ready.
There you go.
All right, so within 2020, what social media platform do you think was the best and why?
TikTok. So TikTok's organic reach has slowly decreased and the algorithms changed. But in 2020, you could basically create anything and have your niche and get an audience for it. And the algorithm was good about finding your audience if you couldn't find it. So a lot of people struggle with, like, targeting their audience. I work with a lot of business owners. It can be hard. It's easier on TikTok.
Yeah.
The downside is, like, which is totally random, but a lot of people go viral once for something that's not in their niche, and then they get mad because they get low views. That's because you did something not in your niche.
Yeah.
But, yeah, just the ability for organic reach in the niche in TikTok. Yeah, I wish I got on it sooner.
Yeah. Do you see, like, I feel like in the last year also, in relation to TikTok, and it's a direct correlation, that video became the prominent, like, form of content that people were looking for and aspiring for. And honestly, I think it's because we all couldn't be with each other. So the video was the next best thing instead of a photo. A lot more people appreciate a video. Do you have any tips for people that, like, are non-video people? Because I am a non-video person. I'm only making stuff because I need to keep up with everyone. But, like, I hate taking videos of myself. It's so awkward. I could take 100 photos, but, like, videos is so awkward. So I don't know if you have any tips on, like, why combating.
Do you think why do you think it's awkward?
I don't know. Cause, like,
Are you overly self-conscious, or do you just
I'm also not good at, like, editing the video too. So then I feel like I have to do it perfect in the first, like, run. You know,
no, girl, like, I like never edit my TikTok videos.
Yeah. I mean, I don't either. You could probably tell.
I think that my tip, and this may or may not be what you're looking for, is to, a lot of people do, I think, that struggle with video, do it as if they're, like, reading a line or something, or they're just sitting there. But, like, us right now, people listening can't tell, but we're super animated and talking. And, like, that's the kind of energy you need to put into the camera because you want to get people in. And so I think that just focusing on channeling your energy into that will help a lot. I think that for me, it was also getting excited about different creative, like, ways to do video.
Yeah.
So TikTok Trends did that for me, like, trying to figure out ways to spin a trend.
Right.
That was really helpful because that gives you kind of, like, a prompt. It's like writing with prompts when you do trends.
Yeah, no, and I really like that you said, like, bringing the energy, because I feel like a lot of TikToks and even Reels that have been successful and I'm receptive to, they're, like, they're not necessarily dancing, but they're moving, like, they're engaging, like, with the space around them. They're not just, like, sitting there, like, hey.
It keeps,
like,
you watching, which is why they do well.
Yeah. So I'm, like, maybe I need to, like, start dancing or something, like, and, like, give tips, like, while I'm doing, like, something trendy. I'm, like, ugh. And then I'm, like, well, and I commend you because, like, all of your videos, you have, like, do you, like, I'm assuming you, like, batch a lot of your videos. Like, you do a bunch in a day. And that's probably the easiest way to get it done.
I used to post 3 to 4 times a day on TikTok, so I had to batch them.
Yeah.
I don't have the time between a full-time job, a side business, and running my life to, like, sit there and make videos every day.
Well, that's my problem is like, when am I supposed to do this? Like,
batch them!
Yeah.
You're supposed to do it in an hour, and you're supposed to get 30 of them done.
In an hour?
Yeah, you can tell by my outfit. Yeah, I do. Well, you learn. So it's practice makes perfect, right?
Yeah.
I used to sit there and probably batch like 5 in an hour.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, if I plan ahead, I can do 30 to 40 easily in 1 to 2 hours.
Okay. Well, every 4 months, I like do like podcast goals and personal goals. I like split up in the year because like New Year's resolutions, I just think they're silly because like you think about it in January, yeah, maybe February, and then you forget about it. So I'm doing, like, goals. So I am going to make one of my goals for, like, the next, like, trimester that I'm doing, learn how to batch video content because, like, I totally see – I literally have a journal, and I have, like, pages of, like, TikTok ideas. It's not that I don't have the ideas. It's just I need to, like, physically do it. I think I'm just a little lazy because I don't know what – I don't know where to start. Like, I just need to do it, you know? Like, I literally have a whole thing. Like, I'm
lazy. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I have a whole thing. It's not like I don't have it. I just have to do it, you know?
I think that – yeah. I mean, I think I'm lazy too. And I think what lights the fire under your ass is realizing what you're missing. Like, your videos could be doing so much better. Your, like, reach – and I see a lot of people are like, oh, well, mine are okay right now. But if they're okay with you not doing shit, that means they could be doing so well if you do the right thing.
Yeah.
And
it's so true.
Quantity is so important. Just because, like we talked about earlier, your videos don't go directly to all your followers.
Yeah.
So the more you make, to an extent, right? Like, don't, maybe not post 10 a day. But, like, to an extent, the more you create, the more it has a chance of reaching different people and doing well.
Yeah. Oh, this has been great. You are inspiring me to, you're lighting a fire under my ass to make these videos. Like, this weekend, I'm getting my hair done, so, because I'll be, like, kind of glammed, maybe I'll do some videos in my car, because there's this weird thing of me feeling really comfortable doing stuff like that in my car. I don't know why, but, yeah, okay,
you inspired me. Yeah, I get my ring lights, like, on right now, obviously. I have my ring light right there. I, like, have all my stuff. I have, like, I use props sometimes, I guess, but it's, like, things in my closet.
Yeah.
So.
Cute. Yeah. Well, thank you so much. Is there anything else you want to say before we sign off tonight?
No, I don't think so. I think the only thing, if most of your audience is small businesses, and that means most of them are probably ambitious, driven females. I think the biggest lesson and takeaway I would hope they walked in or walk out with, other than just start, is kind of believing in yourself and knowing that no one knows what they're doing.
Yeah. We're all in this together.
At this point, I struggle. And there's ups and there's downs, and knowing that that's normal and that's valid. And it's okay if you love your job to still feel like shit sometimes.
Yeah.
And I think we put so much pressure on ourselves, especially business owners, to be perfect all the time. And we're all human. So, I mean, yeah, I just wish more people were confident and believed in themselves. And it's all going to work out.
I also just got inspired. You inspire me so much. I just wrote down another one of my favorite taglines that I've literally said since I was a little kid, is just fake it till you make it, because no one knows what happens behind the scenes unless they see it happen. And it's okay to not, for everything not to be perfect. And I appreciate you coming on and giving all your insight, and I wish you all the best in the first quarter and first year of your launch of your business. Everyone go check Sam out. I'm going to have all of her socials linked below. Do you want to just say all of them again, just as a last little debrief?
My personal Instagram is Samantha Linger, LENGER, 2 R's at the end. That has all business stuff linked in it. So that's kind of the one-stop shop.
All right.
I post daily there. You can get some inspiration if you like this. And TikTok is Small Business Coach, so.
Amazing. Thank you so much for coming on today. And thank you everyone for listening. I will be back next week with some more fun content. Bye.